Okay, so today was May the 16th, 18th. Well, we saw an exciting, pretty exciting game today with, North Toronto. It was the 16th. North Toronto hosting Simcoe County Rovers have come all the way from Barrie. And I have head coach Danielle Henry with me to talk about tonight's game. An exciting 4-1 win for Simcoe. What are your thoughts on the game overall?
Yeah, happy to get a win.
Yes.
Thought that in moments of the game we were in total control, but I felt like still a team that has a lot of developing to do, or finishing and closing out games. You saw that North Toronto in the second half had spells of the game where they were in control. Peter Shibashov, our goalkeeper, came up big twice.
Yes. Plus,
and I have to give him the credit, but ultimately happy that we put 4 goals in, and yeah, we just continue to build as the season goes on.
I'll have to admit, I'm going to have a question about him in a minute or so, but you started tonight in 7th. I know it's the only game so far this weekend. You're in a tie for 2nd right now. That's how early in the season we are, like first, so close. Now, there's some new players on the team. I'm most interested in guys like Rashawn Walks, who was the leading scorer in the league last year, and then guys that I know from York United, Trevan Esprit, Aiden Hugo, that are on the team now. Like, how do you acquire those, bait them to come to your team?
Yeah, I wouldn't even say baiting. I would say that just because I'm kind of freshly retired and I'm still in tune with the young players, they kind of respect and understand that I've been in their shoes before, and I kind of have the blueprint, and I kind of more sell them on the vision of going to the next level, and knowing that if they have the right mentality, mindset, and work rate, good things can happen. But it can't happen if we want to operate at a League One level. And I hold my players to high levels, commitment to training on time, showing up and being there and being coachable. I think that's probably the most important thing. But today I had a 16-year-old in my team in Lucas Ferreira, and He's worked his tail off to come in and stay. And today I wanted to make a message and make sure that he started, because he's played well with the second team, but he's also trained very well with the first team.
Yeah, when I was pointed out, I looked back that last year he was on the League Two. League Two isn't just for these new teams like Railway City. It's for your reserve teams. And so young teenage guys like him can come up and play. We also have goalie Peter. I know he's now the number one, and he's still only 18, I think it is. And 2 saves tonight that could have made the game closer, so until it was finally put away by Rashawn. Now let's see, you've had some players leave, but push on to better things, like Javonte Lane, the number one overall pick in the 2025 CPLU Sports Draft, and Chloe Udenberg on the new brand. I know she's a woman. She's on the new AFC Toronto. Like, how proud is your organization to push guys on to the next, the higher levels?
Yeah, you can see that there's proof in what we're doing here. When we have guys like Jivo going up, Chloe, Cameron DeSilva, it shows that what we're doing here, it makes sense, and we're obviously, this is why we have so many of us top talented players. They know that we keep these high demands and keep these levels because we know that we want to be a club that gives players ultimately opportunity. So
very nice. Now, you still, I know it's in Barrie, is there any talk, I know that, like, the city sort of disappointed you by not approving like a stadium right in the downtown. I guess it's still in talks for something like that.
I just focus on the coaching part of it.
I'll have to talk to Peter about that. I know he's kidding around about, well, he's serious about trying to get a CPL team. It could happen. I mean, it's sort of slow to move on, and well, you got to have this province and this province and this province first, but I don't know. You've got enough players that could stack a team quite well.
I feel like, of course, it'd be a great honor if we could be one day a CPL club. I think right now what's more important is just the development of continuing to build that league. And, of course, we'd want more professional leagues at the CPL level. But stacking a team still comes with getting guys to buy into one system and then playing for the team and not for themselves. And that's where we find find ourselves now in this kind of battle of now. This is a very new young team, and now we're just trying to get everybody 5 games in now. We're going to hopefully start, let this maybe be the foundation of us continuing to like get up this rankings.
Very nice. And let's see, you are an investor to this team, is that true?
Yeah, I've
made the headlines in that, but you're serious and really putting into it, not just a celebrity name.
I've been fortunate enough to be mentored by Julian De Guzman and understand what it means to him, and changing the narrative in Canadian soccer, and being a Canadian and playing the football here, growing up on these same fields and these communities. So we just want to provide more professional opportunities at the semi-professional level, and I think with that we save a lot of players an opportunity from stepping into the, maybe you can call it the real life or the work life where you have to eventually go to, but these players are very good footballers, and we want to make sure that we're extending ourselves and giving them all.
Yeah, and Julian's like, he was an executive with your team, and now he's gone to the MLS as an executive for one of those New York teams. Experience, and there we're looking at across at the BMO training field.
Yeah, my old home.
And your old home, yeah.
So my forever home, to be fair.
Yeah, okay. So really, thanks for talking to me. The last question was, do you guys still train in Aurora? Because there's a lot of local Metro players, or do you you do train in Barrie? Or is it a mix?
It's a mixed schedule.
Ah, that's okay.
Obviously, our home games are in Georgia at J.C. Massey Stadium, so just depending on where our players are, whatever, some scheduling conflicts, sometimes we train in Aurora, sometimes we train in Barrie.
Very nice, great. Okay, so thank you. Talking to Daniil Henry here, wow.